No one believes their life will turn out just kind of okay. We all think we're going to be great. And from the day we decide to be surgeons, we are filled with expectations. Expectations of the trails we will blaze, the people we will help, the difference we will make. Great expectations of who we will be, where we will go. And then, we get there.
I'm lying awake in my bed and I wish you were here. I'm tired and lonely and horny without you, my dear. I'm writing a man a fast dog, I'm sending a telegram. I'll be a lady if you be a gentleman.
Chicken's delicious. What is it?
It's soft crusted.
Oh, where's his mama's recipe?
Meredith.
Do you like seconds?
Oh, no. I'm great. It's great. But maybe Christina would like some. Christina, would you like some?
I only made enough for three.
This isn't at all awkward.
You know, we can go, and you two can talk.
Oh, we're talking. We're
talking.
To each other. You're enjoying your meal at the International House of Silence? Burke, you have to feed Christina. She doesn't cook, and she will starve to death.
I have cereal.
You two live together. Someone has to be the first to speak. This is insane.
I am giving a dinner party. If she wants to sit there, she can sit there. Let's just enjoy our evening and talk about something else.
I heard a crazy rumor today from one of the scrub nurses that Richard was retiring.
That's an interesting rumor.
What? It's true. Richard's going to name a new chief of surgery?
Yes, Burke. But Burke took himself out of the running, which apparently is my fault for being a part of the team.
Yes, you.
Who wants dessert?
Burke as chief.
Did you see how miserable they were?
Richard promised me, chief.
It's so sad. She's not talking to him. He's not talking to her.
He asked me to come out here. He said that when he retired, I would become chief. No. He asks Burke.
I don't think they're going to make it.
He said, Shep, you're my man. Not Burke.
How can two people be in a relationship and not talk?
I am supposed to be chief.
George, can I come in? I made you some cookies and brownies and muffins, of course. I always make muffins.
Thank God you're here. I can't take any more. He's ready tonight, and he's getting ready for a fourth.
What are you talking about?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know, and I get it. I'm crying or depressed. And I know. We all deal in different ways, but this is not grieving. This is my legs being bent in ways my legs do not go. I know his dad died. I get it. I feel horrible for him, but if this keeps up, pretty soon we'll be having a funeral for my vagina. Okay.
I'm going to give you guys some privacy. I'm not far, far away.
No, you stay. You take over. Okay.
Kelly Torres.
No, not like that. I am giving him to you. You are now officially on George Watch 2007. Okay, you are his friend.
Yay. And I need a break. I need to heal.
No.
I need to heal. No.
Please let me.
Goodbye.
No, Kelly.
What's taking you so...
Oh. She had to go. Are you hungry?
Hey.
Oh, Dr. Kraft, hello.
What's wrong with you?
Me? No, I'm good. I'm all good. All good.
You've been avoiding me for a week.
No, I have not.
Okay, fine. Forget it.
I kiss Karev. George has become a sex machine.
George has turned into a sex machine. Are you hearing me? A machine of sex. We have to do something. What's wrong with you people?
Derek kept me up all night with his ranting. Christine and Burke still are not speaking to each other.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm fine. I mean, I'm just not going to be the first one talking. I mean, he has to talk because I'm in the right. Talking first is for losers. I'm winning.
Plus, she's starving because he won't cook for her, and that makes her a little crazy. And Alex, I don't know what's wrong with Alex.
I'm good. I'm all good.
Let me just remind you that I'm still recovering from the death of my fiancé, the demise of my surgical career, the fact that I was forced to deposit an $8 million check that I was saving for a good cause, even though I haven't found a good cause, and I'm the only one here under a care of a shrink. I could blow any minute. Now, George's dad has died. It has turned him into a sex machine. I'm going to need a little help with that, so one of you better pull it together.
Hey, anyone seen Callie? I kind of need to find her for something.
You people on your own today.
I got things to do, important things. And while I'm doing those things, you remember that whatever your pathetic personal problems, there are people out there with actual problems. And you will ask yourselves in every situation, what would Bailey do?
WWBD.
I'm not saying I am the God. I am saying I'm your God, and my wrath is large and painful.
What is wrong with everyone today?
Everyone seems okay, I think.
Sex machines don't get to have an opinion. Last I heard, perpetual sex was not one of the five stages of grief, but denial is.
That's not what I'm doing. You shouldn't be listening at other people's doors.
You were in the hallway naked. I saw you.
Oh, I blacked that out.
Denial. Dr. Montgomery, is sex another form of denial?
What? What do you know?
That... Hey, you have a GYN patient in here that you want us to see.
That's right. That's right, I do. Shall we?
Chief! I gotta talk to the chief.
Okay, so do I, and I was here first.
We'll have a meeting to get to, a very important meeting.
I'll talk quickly.
And get in too, Chef, if you can make it fast.
Mine's not fast, mine is epic.
Then we'll have to talk later.
Why are you wearing a tie? Why are you smiling like that?
You have the length of this elevator ride, Miranda. Use it well.
I have two words for you, Chief. Free clinic.
What?
I want Seattle Grace to open a free clinic. I know, it's a big undertaking,
but... This isn't even surgical.
Chief, I can do this. I know I can. I've done all the research.
Miranda, there's all kind of hoops to jump through. Funding, you have to get the department heads okay.
Well, if I get the support, will you consider this?
I'll think about it. I can't imagine why you want to take this on. You're a surgeon. I got to get to my meeting now.
Your chart says you've been having some pain and bleeding?
She has, for weeks.
It's not a big deal.
I had to drag her in here.
On our one day off from the restaurant.
Just let the doctors check you out. A lot of doctors. She needs three people for a pap smear?
Actually, it's not a pap smear. It's a pelvic exam. And since this is a teaching hospital, I was going to have one of the interns do the exam. But if you're uncomfortable with that...
No, it's fine. Hope you guys learned something, right?
Stevens?
Really? Bailey said we had...
It's okay.
Okay, Julie, I'm just gonna warm the speculum for comfort, so you just relax your knee. You don't have to stay here.
Of course I'm staying. We do everything together. We might as well do this.
Rachel and I were born 2 days apart.
It's nice that your friendship has stayed so strong.
Cradle to grave, right?
Cradle to grave.
So just relax this muscle for me. You're gonna feel the speculum. Dr. Montgomery?
Just, if you're having a difficult time finding the cervix, point the speculum downwards, Stevens.
Dr. Montgomery.
Okay, Julie.
Wait. You didn't get to look.
I don't have to.
You said this was a teaching hospital. You should learn.
Dr. O'Malley.
Okay, what do you have up there? Is she pregnant? Oh my God, if you're pregnant...
I'm not pregnant. Am I?
No.
I could see the tumor. With my naked eye, I could see the tumor.
I've never seen a cervical tumor that large.
Does she have cancer?
It'll take hours to get the biopsy results back.
If she has cancer, I need you to tell me. Because if you tell me in front of her, I'll start to cry. And when I cry, she cries.
If she has family, parents, you should call them. You should call them now.
It's just her parents. We... left home. We both left home when we were 16, and we haven't been back. We don't speak to them. It's complicated.
It's just, Julie, in situations like these, she might change her mind. She might want her family.
I am her family. She is my family. I'm not contacting her parents, and neither are you.
Jim, annoying interns, annoying interns. Jim is semi-comatose and has stage 3 decubitus ulcers.
Bed sores?
Right. So he's going to need to be debrided, have his dressings changed, and be repositioned every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours? By the time we finish, we'll just have to start again.
I'm crying on the inside.
Can't the nurses help?
They could, but I like nurses. They're helpful and smart and already good at their jobs. So as a going away gift to them, I'm going to let you hang with Jim while I go do one last rhinoplasty at Seattle Grace. I do like to leave a city just a little prettier than when I came.
Did he just say he was leaving, as in quitting?
Dr. Shepard.
Dr. Daly, how was your meeting with the chief?
That's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. There's a project I'm trying to get off the ground. I'd like to open a free clinic.
Why?
Because I want to, and I could use your support.
Ah, see, that kind of project requires logistical, strategic, and administrative components. Something the chief does. Apparently I'm not cut out for that kind of work. So, you're going to have to take it to somebody else.
How's George feeling, I guess? He sure has a voracious appetite. You know, some people bake, others eat.
No. I don't mean that appetite. I mean the other appetite.
Oh, okay. We're not friends, you and I. Are not friends, so please don't talk to me about what George eats.
Okay, I was just concerned, and I thought you'd be concerned. But you know what? Forget it. I don't like you.
Oh. Well, my feelings are hurt because you won't share inappropriate details about your sex life. Steve Beck, age 32, right patellar, dislocation secondary to a fall while running a marathon.
Paramedics told me I blacked out.
Any theories as to how Mr. Beck here could have passed out?
No sign of head injury. His BP was low in the field, 80 over 60.
Athletes have low BPs.
Well, in that case, it's probably dehydration.
I drank a lot along the way.
What else did you do today?
Ate a couple of protein bars, took a couple of aspirin for this cold I'm fighting. I got another race next month.
Oh, God.
All right, put him in a patellar brace, get post-reduction films, and run some labs. Make sure he's not too dehydrated. And Steve, next time you have a cold, you might want to skip the race.
Never.
You gonna be okay with this, working on a cancer case?
Yeah, why?
Because of your dad.
Callie!
Hey.
Hi. Izzy. Izzy?
Is she avoiding me?
Maybe. What do you mean? I don't know. But I'm here. If you want to talk. I know you're sad.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
George, I'm your best friend. I'm trying to help you.
Why are you making this about you?
It's not about me. It's about me wanting to talk about you needing so much sex your girlfriend's vagina's broken.
Puritans.
I'm not a Puritan.
Izzy?
Look out!
Come on, group.
Do you need some help?
Unser Mädel ist tot.
Pardon?
Our daughter is here somewhere.
What's her name? We'll look her up for you.
Jillian Miller? Jillian.
He'll probably have to have chemo.
I don't know. Probably.
Don't be scared. People have chemo all the time, and I can take you back and forth to the hospital. I'll switch my shifts at the restaurant, maybe do nights instead of days.
Mom? Dad?
Hello, Jilly.
What are you doing here? You called her parents? I told you not to.
No, I didn't. It's okay, Rach. She meant well.
She's good. Wir sind gut. Wir brauchen nicht.
They can't talk to you, remember?
Right. I'm shunned. You can't give an inch, can you? You and these rules.
Jilly, I have your test results. I'm sorry, you are...
My parents.
It is cancer.
At this point, it seems to be localized, but in order to remove the tumor and hopefully prevent its recurrence, we'll have to perform a radical hysterectomy.
Surgery? It's okay, Rach.
But how does
How did it get this bad?
Jilly doesn't want you here, okay?
It's okay.
No, it's not. They are just here to make you go home with them. Is that what you want? Do you want to go back there?
Mom, Dad, you should go.
But you're having surgery.
I know, but you coming was a mistake. Please go home. Time. It's right there.
You're quitting?
As soon as I find the chief and hand him my letter of resignation.
Why?
Why do you care?
I don't. Just one dirty mistress to another.
I hate it here. I hate the town. I hate the weather. I hate the people. They're mean. They're unforgiving.
Uh-huh. The people of Seattle are unforgiving, or Derek and Addison?
What's your point?
What about your contract?
My non-binding verbal agreement with Richard? Yeah, I'm breaking that.
Well, it's not as if he's going to be around to enforce it, so.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Come on, one dirty mistress to another.
No, rumor has it he's stepping down.
The chief? Well, who's going to take his place?
What do you care? You're leaving anyway.
Hey. When Richard invited you out here, where did he use his bait?
He told me that I would have the foremost neonatal unit west of Manhattan.
Okay. He didn't say anything about being chief.
Why? What do you know?
Nothing. I know what you know.
You're lying.
Dr. Montgomery.
59.
When you get him in, I'd like to talk about the kissing.
Who'd you piss off?
Sloan.
Oh, nice.
You got anything good?
Not even a fracture. I think a guy passes out while running, I'd at least get a fracture.
Anyone available to assist me on a truncus arteriosus surgery?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Then the first one of you to accurately describe the condition will scrub in. No one else answer? That's too bad. It'll probably be years before we see another one like this. Oh, well.
It's a single arterial trunk coming from the ventricles. How could you not know that?
How could you not say it?
She tried, but she couldn't crawl out from underneath that very large pile of pride.
I'm sorry you had to find out about that chief thing that way.
I mean, after the fact. Not the first time.
I couldn't go to anybody about my hand. I didn't know who I could trust. I was stuck.
Yeah. Well, now you're not. Hands all better. You can operate. You can even run for chief. Life is all good again.
No, I'm not going to try for chief. I'm looking for answers.
Oh, Chief asked you once already. I don't see why I wouldn't ask you.
Look, I couldn't take the job. It wouldn't be... right.
Well, whether something's right or not, doesn't seem to matter much in this place.
Thanks.
Keep taking my blood. Thought I was going to be able to leave soon.
Oh, your labs show that you're significantly dehydrated and your muscles are breaking down a bit. We just want to make sure that the fluids help get everything back to normal before we send you home.
Well, my knee's going to be okay, right? Because I blew this race. I got to win the next one.
Oh, you won marathons before?
Twice.
Wow. Most people are just happy surviving the 26 miles.
Yeah, I'm not most people.
Yeah, me neither. Your x-ray looks fine. Your knee should be okay in about 3 weeks. You might want to try some PT.
It's pretty sore.
The knee?
Yeah, my calves, too.
Maybe. Your brace is probably a little too tight. You've got extreme swelling in both legs. Get Torres now.
What the hell happened? He was complaining of leg pain.
Please check the rate and stop!
I can't find a pulse.
Couldn't you page me sooner?
It just happened. I ordered morphine for the pulse.
That's good, because he's going to need it.
His legs are rock hard, and he's already pulseless.
His compartment pressure is 76.
Open a cut-down tray. Gloves.
All right, listen. I need you to do everything I do exactly as I do it, all right?
Steve, listen to me. This is going to hurt, but if you want to keep your legs, I need you to hold them still. All right, can you do that?
Okay. Hold his legs. All right. Follow my lead.
All right, people, what happened?
He came in with a dislocated patella, severe dehydration, quick onset compartment syndrome, and bilateral leg.
CK is through the roof. His potassium is 7.6.
Yeah, he's all cued out. He looks like he's had a recent MI. I've already started pushing meds for hypokalemia, so far no response.
His kidneys are failing. Why in the hell is this progressing so rapidly?
Oh, damn it.
What?
The aspirin, because of the marathon and the dehydration, his muscles are breaking down and the aspirin's accelerating the process. His whole system's crashed.
The toxins in his body are going to kill him. I need to put in a dialysis catheter on the floral. Let's get this man to an OR now, people.
Can I go grab lunch?
Oh, yeah, I was actually hoping to grab lunch with Callie. Have you seen her?
No, but...
Give him a pager.
George.
Is he?
Look. They're still here.
They're her family. Where else are they going to go? Actually, I'm going to find Callie.
Dr. Montgomery.
That's not a good time. Correct.
Listen to me.
You listen. You kissed me, right? You kissed me, and ever since you've been avoiding me.
Alex.
No, you've been avoiding me because you just assume that I want you. You just expect that everyone you look at sideways is pining after you, right? Has it even occurred to you that maybe I'm not interested?
You're not interested.
You think I want to be just another intern sleeping with an attending?
You kissed me back.
And you're my boss. I mean, what'd you expect me to do? Look, Sloan's had me changing bandages all day. And I would way rather be scrubbing in on one of your surgeries. And if you keep avoiding me, then I don't get to scrub in. So stop avoiding me. It happened. But it doesn't have to happen again.
All right.
All right.
Rumor has it you're headed back to New York.
Where'd you hear that?
Good news travels fast. Actually, I was going to ask you to scrub in on a peripheral nerve reconstruction, but since it's your last day...
It isn't, and I'd love to.
What? I thought...
Well, I was going, but now I'm not. Rumor has it there's a race for chief.
Where'd you hear that?
Good news travels fast, especially when you have a chatty girlfriend. Anyway, see you at the finish line.
Have you done that before? Slice a guy's legs open while he's awake? No. Impressive. Me too. Not that we're friends or anything.
So you said I should be concerned about George.
He doesn't talk about his dad. We don't talk about anything, really. He's just...
Talking's overrated.
So you and Burke still aren't, George told me.
So you talked about that.
Yeah, a week ago. This keeps up. You and Burke might be the very last thing we ever talk about. So what's the last thing you and Burke talked about? Silence is overrated. Where's Rachel? She went to go make some phone calls. Try to get her shifts covered.
You know, Julie, your parents are still here.
They are?
Then I'm not the one who called them.
Yeah.
You called them, right? And I'm guessing they had to fly in from somewhere, so... You called them, what, yesterday? Day before?
I went to an ER a while ago, and they told me to see an oncologist. But I was working 3 jobs at the time, and I couldn't afford my rent, let alone pay a bunch of medical bills. But then I got scared.
You called your parents.
I didn't know what else to do.
You sent them away because...
Rachel's my best friend, and After she was baptized, she decided to leave the community, which means she shunned. But I couldn't just let her go out in the world all by herself.
So you're shunned too?
No, because I hadn't been baptized yet. So I could still go back. But Rachel would never.
Do you want to go back?
I think about it. It's my home, you know? And if I'm dying, I want an Amish funeral. I want to be buried in the white dress. And I want everybody to be there.
It's your home.
But I made a promise to Rachel. Cradle to grave.
How did Julie let it get this far? It's frustrating, isn't it? And it's entirely preventable and treatable if you catch it in time, but you've got to catch it.
Which is why I want to open a clinic. If she'd had access to a free clinic, she probably would have had a pap smear every year and wouldn't be dealing with infertility and premature menopause at the tender age of 23.
You want to open a free clinic?
At Seattle Grace? Why?
Illness caught early means fewer unnecessary surgeries, fewer unnecessary deaths.
But I mean, why?
Because. And if I can get the support that I'm looking for...
I need suction.
Oh, my God.
What?
The tumor has invaded through the cervix and into the bladder.
Which means she is a stage 4.
No, we're not doing this operation today. We've got to close her up.
There's nothing more we can do here.
O'Malley?
It's his dad.
How far did he run before his body had the good sense to pass out?
12 miles.
You gotta be out of your mind.
Well, he couldn't have expected a head cold and a couple aspirin to do him in.
Probably felt dizzy miles before he passed out. He should have stopped, sat his ass down.
He was in it to win. I can understand that.
You can you?
Well, surgery is the most competitive field in medicine. We're all here to win.
It's a long road, Dr. Yang. And when you get to the end of it, you're not going to care about winning. You're just going to be relieved that you made it to the finish line.
You told Sloan?
What?
Mark Sloan. You told him Chief was stepping down, that I wanted the job.
I didn't know that was a secret.
He was leaving, Meredith. He was leaving town.
Okay, and now he's not?
No, he's not. You gave him a reason to stay.
Derek!
Just got back to work, baby. I got a lot of ground to catch up on.
The commitment I'm asking for is only a few hours a week.
I'm sorry, but I can't deal with any more distractions right now.
You owe me.
What?
Well, you had that tremor. You cut me out of surgery after surgery, made me feel like I was the one who couldn't do her job. You made me doubt myself. You owe me this.
You need someone who can provide leadership, direction to the project. I'm not that man.
Not anymore. That's what you want to believe.
Dr. Montgomery was here, and she was saying... I'm not sure I understood what she was saying.
She said that, that over the next few months, Jillie's gonna go through a lot. Radiation, chemo. It's likely her condition will get worse. A lot worse, and she's gonna need a lot of help.
Okay, well, can you give me some names of doctors and medications? Because I want to be ready. I want to know everything so I can do this right for her.
Rachel, you can't be everything. It's too hard. Jillie has parents who love her. They love her, and they're here, and she wants to go home. she doesn't. She called them, not me. Jillie is dying.
But I promised her. Cradle to grave, she's... Jillie, I love her.
It's possible that the very best thing that you can do for her, if you love her, is let her go.
Waiting to see the chief?
Yes. You?
Yeah.
About?
Oh, you know, just Edmonds.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing here?
We're waiting to see the chief.
You too?
Yes, Derek. Both of us.
You're unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable. The chief steps down, you automatically assume it's between you and Burke.
You think he's going to pick you?
Well, the fact that he hasn't tapped either one of you yet means that he's another candidate in mind.
What? No one invited me to the party?
Chief!
Well, I have an appointment! I have an appointment!
Stop. One at a time here.
I have an appointment. Patricia, put it in the books.
You. What's all this about?
Well, they all want to be chief. And for the record, so do I.
Oh, you want to be chief just because you want to be.
Mine. Sure. But, all of you. I have had a perfect day. I went to the board this morning and told them I was retiring. I saved a life. And now I am off to see my wife. It has been a perfect day until you four fools tried to ruin it. A man can't be happy he's retiring around here. Not with you vultures trying to pick my bones.
Chief, you stepping down?
As soon as they find a replacement for me, I'm stepping down as chief of surgery. But I don't know when that'll be, because at this point, I don't see any front runners. Excuse me.
Chief, that's not true. She just needs to...
You didn't think of maybe telling me this morning that you were planning to step down instead of sending me on this wild goose chase?
Dr. Bailey, you need those clowns to sign off on your proposal, because one of them may be chief of surgery in a month. It's hard to imagine, for me more than anyone, but since you're not ready for the job, one of them's going to have to do it for the next few years.
Me?
It's you in the chair eventually. That's who you are. But you're going to have to get a new chair because you're short. You have short legs. But someday you are going to be chief of surgery. I wasn't sending you on a wild goose chase. I was trying to get you in the habit of doing things without me.
He's really doing it.
Mm.
He's really retiring.
One of us could be chief.
No. One of us could be chief. You? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be chief.
You're delusional.
Mark Sloan, chief of surgery. That makes me vomit a little in my mouth.
These are your letters of support from my free clinic. Sign them.
Why do you want this clinic so badly?
You're a surgeon.
Because I need something more. I know you all have your messy love lives and your secrets and your silliness, but I want more. I need something to hold on to. I need a reason to believe that medicine can do more than stitch you up and send you away. I need to believe that medicine can not only save lives, but change lives. I need to believe in something the way I used to believe in you all. Sign the papers. Besides, if you really want to be considered a candidate for chief of surgery, pioneering a pilot program like a free clinic will look very good on your resume. Sign the papers.
You still need funding.
Patsy's back.
Good for her.
Mm. Well, she went after something and she got it. Mm. May the best man win.
Best man wins?
Excuse me. Lady Chief, right here.
What, am I invisible?
Go home. Rach. They're your parents. You love them, and they're still here. You know what a big deal it is for them to get on a plane. Go home, Jilly.
But I can't just leave you here.
Yes, you can.
Rachel.
You can go back home. And you can put on your bonnet. And you can get in the buggy, go to church, get baptized. You can die, Amish.
No, I can't do that.
Why? Because you'll have to shun me. Don't worry about me. I will be living it up here. Your curling iron and your cable TV, your entire DVD collection. I'll be okay here in the 21st century.
I can't shun you.
You can. And you will. And I won't take no for an answer. Now say hello to your parents.
Julie.
I will tell your parents that I saw you, and you are well and happy, and have grown into a fine.
These are for you.
Richard, what are you doing here?
Coming home to my wife. I did it, Adele. I retired. I told the board today, and I gotta tell you, I didn't think I wanted to do it, but I'm relieved. I'm happy.
But when I told you I didn't have any more time to wait, I meant it.
I know you did, which is
that
why...
Months ago, I said you are out of time with me.
Adele. Is there a man in my house?
I'm so sorry, Richard. But what did you expect?
I'm sorry.
Why? I'm angry. What's wrong with having a lot of sex if it makes me feel better?
Do you? Feel better?
You know how you felt? When you're lying on the bathroom floor.
Maybe you're not supposed to feel better.
Liz, you can't help me. I know you want to, but you can't. You can't help me.
I have to let you go.
Yeah.
Just one last thing.
Life is short, George. Life is short, and it sucks a lot of the time. If be with Callie makes you happy, then go be with Callie.
Hey, you gonna be okay?
I think so. How's your clinic going?
Got my signatures. Wish it would start. The Seattle Grace Free Clinic will exist.
The Denny Duquette Memorial Clinic.
What?
I have $8 million.
Is he Stevens?
You left without me. Now you're not talking to me. I was a jerk. Sometimes boyfriends can be jerks. It doesn't mean you stop talking to them. You get that I'm saying I'm sorry, right?
You yelled at me for no reason, and then you walked away, and now you show up here.
Of course I showed up. Why wouldn't I? You don't trust me?
I do.
Okay, well, this is how it works. You fight sometimes, and somebody apologizes.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
You've never done this before.
No, I've never done this before.
Okay, all right. What? This is... From now on, you can expect that I'm going to show up. Even if I yell. Even if you yell. I'm always going to show up.
Okay. You are going to make an excellent chief. We all think we're going to be great. And we feel a little bit robbed when our expectations aren't met.
Correct. I've got an ovarian torsion that needs emergent surgery. You want in?
Yeah.
But sometimes our expectations sell us short.
I was right. I swear I really believe what I did was right. I don't want you to forgive me. Frankly, I find it patronizing if you did, because while I know I was right, you think I'm wrong. Which doesn't matter. Because I'm in this. I'm in this for the long haul. And I'm in this to finish the race. So if that means I don't win this one, then fine. I don't win. You win. I'm talking. See? I'm talking first. You win.
Sometimes the expected simply pales in comparison to the unexpected.
Mary. Another minute.
I can't have sex with you again, George. Okay, I can't. Enough with the sex.
Since my dad died, I feel like someone ripped out my stomach, filled the hole with asphalt. And I laugh every time I remember I'm never going to talk to him again, because it just sounds like the stupidest thing I ever heard. Can't believe it's real. But every time I look at you, I feel better. It shocks me. It knocks my wind out, but it's true. I don't have to have sex with you. I'd be happy just to look at you from across the room. And even that, anything, any piece of you. I mean, hopefully, all of you. That'd be the best thing. Because I love you,
George.
Thank you. Will you marry me?
Marry me, Christine.
You gotta wonder why we cling to our expectations.
Because the expected is just what keeps us steady. Standing. Still.
Marry me.
The expected's just the beginning. The unexpected is what changes our lives.